Amin Reina here from Sage Investors, and this is Take 11. Well, we're still in the middle of all of this angst surrounding the banks, specifically the small, medium-sized banks, all of the uncertainty a little bit with respect to deposits flying out or deposits staying. And the conventional wisdom about what's triggered all of this has been, you know, a bunch of tech bros, you know, freaking out about getting their money back from banks like SVP, and then just going on Twitter and, you know, basically starting a bank run. That seems to be the conventional thinking of what's triggered all of this. Well, Jim Bianco put out a couple of tweets a few days ago that I think digs a little bit deeper into all of this. And I think what's coming out and what's starting to emerge, a narrative that's starting to emerge, is that this just didn't happen a couple of weeks ago. This has been in the growing stages. The seeds have been sown for this type of event, really going back to like last November. And this seems to be the kind of maybe the trigger event was really, you know, it's all been about interest rates go rising, but it seemed like when interest rates crossed the 4% kind of threshold, when the Fed started getting past that level, that started to be kind of a light bulb moment for a lot of people in terms of, you know, hey, I need to look at some other options in terms of managing my risk. And the reality also right now is we are kind of, as much as everything feels really uncertain, this is really a golden time, a golden age we're in for saving, because for the first time in about 15 years, really going back to the financial crisis of 2008, we have options. As investors, we have options for yield. We don't have to always gravitate to stocks or gravitate to higher risk type asset classes to get basic yield. Fact of the matter is, if you look at the dividend yield on the S&P 500, it's been fluctuating around 1.8, 1.9%. Right now, I can go and park money in a high interest savings account kind of setup, kind of vehicle, and get 4 to 5%. So the question now as investors here is, why do I want to be exposed to so much risk when I can get a higher return at a practically lower risk profile? And people are starting to have, I think, have started slowly having a light bulb moment regarding this narrative. And yeah, maybe, you know, things came to a head a few weeks ago with SVP, but the smart investors out there are looking at this and going, okay, why am I being exposed to stocks? Why do I need to be exposed to all of this risk? So the other side of it too. So that's one thing that's kind of interesting. This has been slowly festering and simmering for many, many months. Now, the other side of the narrative that's kind of be talked about is like, how do we deal with this? How do we address this issue, these bank runs and deposits flying out? And we've seen the governments and the central banks crank out all kinds of wonderful little programs and vehicles and lending facilities to facilitate some kind of stability in the marketplace. To me, the solution seems a lot easier, and that's simply that these banks who have been historically paying zero interest need to start paying their customers interest, actually pay interest on the deposits. Yeah, in the short run, your margins are going to get a cut, but in the long run, you're not going to go out of business like an SVP. So I think that's a pretty good trade-off. The other thing I think that's being really exposed here, and I think another reality here with this whole the financial system and everything and the whole banking business, is that banking is boring. It's a very low margin business. And it seems like every decade or so, the banks seem to get this little itch that they want to become kind of more like a tech stock. They're kind of want to get out of their little boring funk business that they're in and kind of like push the envelope in terms of their risk exposure, push the envelope in terms of activating levers of triggering more growth. The reality, and you know, last few years, we've seen this whole emergence of fintech kind of companies like, you know, pushing and disrupting the space. And then, you know, the whole crypto concept there has been another factor. The fact of the matter is the banking business is just boring. It's just boring. And I think part of this, all of this is this banks have just been really conditioned with this low interest rate environment to just pay out zero interest to their customers, take their money, borrow their money, and then go lend it out somebody else for 4 or 5%. And it's been such an easy arbitrage trade for the banks that I think they've gotten really complacent. And this is the result of all of that. The fact of the matter is the banks are going to, you know, really need to stop whining and just start competing and just do some old-fashioned competing amongst each other. You know, I've held cash, you know, I've held a lot of cash in the last, you know, probably a lot more cash than I wanted to, primarily because I just didn't like the risk proposition with stocks. I still expose myself to stocks, but I've had to hold a lot more cash than I've been really comfortable with. But now we're in the first time now in a long time where I'm like, wow, I have actually alternatives. I can put my money in a really short-term kind of vehicle and get a pretty decent return on it. So it's a really interesting time that we're in right now. And I think one of the things I think in terms of looking at solutions right now, I think it's all about simplicity. And I think right now the banks, the central banks don't need to be creating all kinds of funky little programs and looking at quantitative easing and quantitative tightening regimes again. I think basically it just comes down to giving these banks some bridge loans to basically allow their investments in T-bills. Because that's the thing. These banks haven't been like, you know, playing the casino. They're just investing in high-grade, high-quality government treasury bills. The problem is they just picked the wrong maturity for them. So once these assets that they own mature, they're gonna be fine. So ultimately right now, the banks are caught. These banks are caught. They just need like a bridge loan to cover their gaps. Let their investments that they've been putting in mature, let it ride out. They'll get the money back. They can pay the government back. Everybody's all happy. Everybody keeps their deposit. So to me, this is a simple way to deal with this. But again, people love complexity because complexity makes you look smart when sometimes, you know what, it just makes you look really, really dumb and really, really overthinking things. So interesting observations that are starting to emerge, interesting narratives that are starting to emerge from all of this bank kind of angst that's going on. And the reality is this is good because it's hopefully going to create more competition and the solutions are there. Create more competition, pay the depositors a reasonable rate of interest that's aligned with market conditions. And you know what, from a central bank perspective, you don't need to be printing money left and right. Just cover the gap that they're in, their funding gap right now. Let their investments in long-term T-bills mature. And everybody should be fine. And we can just move on and focus on really the bigger issues right now is just trying to keep inflation from getting crazy out of control. Because right now, all of this is a bit of a distraction right now for the central banks. And unfortunately, something further might break. And so that's stuff we got to keep a mind out as investors. So that's all I got for you today. If you want some more info, some more takes, you can find me on sageinvestors.ca. It's my website. You can also find me on Facebook and LinkedIn. Just do a search on Sage Investors. And you can find me on Twitter. My handle is at Sage Investors. And if you go on my website, sageinvestors.ca, you can get more information about my coaching programs and the investment courses that I teach. So that's all I got for you today. Take it easy. Bye-bye.